Today's the 17th of July. Joining us to share some things about this day in history is Breakfast producer Zoe Konatis. Hey, Zoe.
Hello, good morning.
What have you learnt about today in history?
Well, finally beginning to construct his fantasy world, Walt Disney began construction on the Californian Disneyland on this very day in 1954.
Oh, it was the 50s, was it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Walt often visited during the construction site to watch the construction and make sure all that continued go to plan.
And what did you mean by he finally began construction?
Well, not many people know this today, but Disneyland was a challenge for Walt from the beginning to end. The idea to build the family park actually originated in 1932, but the park never came to life until the 1950s, allowing future generations to enjoy the famous dream.
And do you know how long it took them to build Disneyland?
Walt had his team on a very tight schedule. Disneyland was actually planned to open only a year later on July 17th, 1955. Walt had the construction workers working around the clock, but it happened 1 year and 1 day later. The park was finally open for business. There were a few disasters on the day of the opening, but because that happened a year ago tomorrow, I might let tomorrow's producers tell you about that. Yeah.
Okay, no spoilers. Yeah. What else happened on this day in history, Zoe?
I feel like every time I do this segment, Jenny, I end up talking about a member of the Beatles. So here I go again.
Go for it. They are iconic.
It's true. They've done, between the four of them, they've done a lot. So
they've paved the way for all the music today, let's be honest.
Yeah, really, they have. On this day in 1974, John Lennon was ordered to leave the United States in 60 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Well, the reasons given were stemmed from his conviction in 1968 in England, actually, for possession of marijuana. However, as we know today, the real reason he was, wanted to be deported, they wanted him to be deported, was because of the Nixon administration's general fear of Lennon, his political views and his influence.
I think that marijuana has been a really good excuse for many lawmakers to criminalize people over the years.
Yeah, I think so.
That's very interesting. Mm. But he managed to escape that.
Yeah, yes. Excellent. I mean, him and Yono lived there for so long. So.
Yeah. Anything else noteworthy on this day in history, Zoe?
Well, this is probably the strangest thing I came across looking back on this day. I have actually studied the Russian Revolution in Year 12 history, but I had no idea that this sort of happened. On this day in 1998, Russia finally buried Tsar Nicholas II and his family 80 years after they died,
what?
Or perhaps rather after they were killed by the revolutionaries, depending on how you look at things.
Why is that? Why did it take 80 years to bury them?
Well, originally they were killed in 1918. I won't get into too much detail, but their bodies were disposed of in quite a gruesome fashion. And it wasn't until 1978 that the original burial site of the family was found by this amateur stealth due to this growing interest into where the family actually were. And it's really interesting, actually, the whole story. But their fool and how the rumors of the daughter Anastasia didn't die with them. I could talk about it forever, but I don't really think I have the time. But it is very interesting, and if you find that sort of thing interesting, I do suggest reading into it. There's a lot of mysteries behind the Romanov family. Yeah, very interesting.
So what should we take a listen to cap this one off?
It's a bit of a stretch, but I think we should listen to Rasputin by Bonnie M.
That's not a stretch.
It's not too much. There is a lot of references to Tsar Nicholas in that one.
Well, thanks for joining us, Zoe Konatis.
Thank you very much.